from DynastyLeagueFootball.com and the DLF family of podcasts, this is the Super Flex Super Show. Your main source for strategy, speculation, player values, and all things Super Flex. With innovative strategies like QBX and the Super Flex Flywheel, exercises like Tinderflex, Super Six, You're Nuts, and Next Week This Week, the Super Show's Super Friends never lack the content you need to help you draft and manage your roster in the fastest-growing fantasy football format, Superflex, on the Superflex Super Show. Enjoy your DLF podcast and stay sexy and super flexy.
Let the games begin.
Passed out, all my friends went and passed out. So much for the night. Last round for AM lovers. Oh, that's how I come alive.
I'm gonna be a people person in a room of people, people. I'ma keep on running this shit. Let the games begin. A people person in a room of people, people. I'ma be the kid for the win. Let the games begin.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Dynasty Game Night, a member of the DLF family of podcasts. And this it's been weeks since our last episode. This totally wasn't, even though we have the same three contestants as last episode, this totally was not recorded the same night. We have Matt, we have John, and we have Scott Sidlow with us tonight.
Thanks for coming back, Scott.
Hey, I'm glad I could have all that time in between to think about my losses and come back stronger.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to seeing
it. I have been prepping to get better. You have no idea how much I studied ADP between the last show and this show.
I would say the amount you studied between these two shows was the amount you studied in the last 3 years.
Yeah.
Exactly. I would say that's accurate. No, that's not true. It was about 10 times as much, Matt. Math jokes.
Well, yeah, 10 times 0 is 0, so.
Yes. Okay. Thank you for explaining it.
Right. Math whiz.
Okay. So we have three games, of course. We have the name game, Dawson's as always. No Dawson Sox game this time, John. Sorry. We have Fantasy Family Feud and Fantasy Co-Stars BS.
Ooh. Matt has the Co-Stars game locked up. All right, so I have to take a shot at winning the name game or trying to think like idiots on Twitter. Okay. All
right. So I let Scott pick last show since Matt won last show. I'll let Matt pick the game first.
Let's do the name game and get John's win out of the way.
my chance at a win, you mean? I didn't win last time.
This is true. Okay, name game. Last time we did actors, this time we are doing movies, specifically horror movies is the theme of this one. So I have, Scott does not look thrilled. So I have seven of these and no specific type of clue, mostly just giving you kind of descriptions of the movies. So
are you looking for the title of the movie?
Yes.
Okay.
Scree.
This I will say the first I put this first because it has some poetic license in the pronunciation. The spelling works, the pronunciation is a little poetic license.
Got it.
AFC East running back and slasher movie franchise featuring a killer in a white mask.
AFC East running back.
Yes.
Scott.
Got
Brees Halloween.
Yes.
Nice job.
That's like my first name game correct answer in like 4 years.
Well done.
I didn't even need a hint.
I'm still trying to figure out who starts with Screech. Screech Powers.
Okay. Next one.
Maybe who ends with Screech, my bad. Forgot how to play the game.
60s horror movie known for its famous shower scene and AFC North wide receiver.
AFC North.
Who is that guy?
Oh. Movies first?
Yes. Matt. Psycho Del Beckham Jr.
Correct.
I can't wait till he's out of the NFL so we can stop having O.
All those, yeah. okay.
It's funny that we've been playing this game so long now that we're snobby about what player sounds of their names we use.
Bring back Kiki Kuti, please.
I try to avoid Ezekiel Elliott. Hopefully, you know, he'll be gone soon too, you know. Yeah. And then we'll be using past NFC East quarterback.
Oh. Yeah, exactly. next one.
There's not a lot of good rookie ones, I'll say.
No. Movie where the title character has a hook for a hand and appears when you say his name 5 times in front of a mirror.
Oh,
an AFC South quarterback.
I don't know this movie, I don't think.
I know
Russell. What was the division there?
AFC John. South quarterback. John.
Candyman. Why, where's the mirror? Candyman Anthony Richardson.
Correct.
How many times? Did I say it enough times?
I think no. So.
Sure, there's a mirror in here somewhere.
Okay, so you each have gotten one so far, so it's 3-3-3. Next one. 2007 found footage horror movie about a couple whose house is haunted by a demon and AFC North wide receiver. This was the one movie I was worried about you possibly not getting.
I know that I can picture the movie, but I cannot see the title. Like, I know the movie, I've seen it, but I can't get the title. I'm going to feel
this is going to be the.
Try and give you a hint for the movie. I don't know if it'll help or not, but.
AFC North wide receiver?
Yes.
I'll take the movie hint whenever you're ready, but I have a feeling I know what player it is. So I'm trying to think of movies that end in that.
You said
this is as bad as Ezekiel Elliott.
Yeah, do it.
The title contains a word that is a synonym for supernatural.
Matt.
What?
Oh, God. Matt.
Paranormal Activity Higgins.
There it is.
Yes.
Damn it. I knew it had to be T. Higgins. I couldn't think of a movie. I don't want him to go from the NFL, though, so we'll just keep sucking up his name.
I know those movies are really dumb, but I enjoy them quite a bit. At least
I only saw the first one. Yeah. Okay, next one. This one I think will be easier. Movie featuring a wisecracking doll that kills people and NFC East wide receiver.
Oh my God, I want to say Chucky Kuti so bad. I know that's not the answer, but like, good Lord. All right, sorry, go on. I was distracted.
NFC
was
East, yes.
NFC East wide receiver?
Yes.
Okay. John. Play Jay Brown.
Correct.
But still, like, Chucky Kuti would be so fun.
I know. Okay, so 6 Matt, 6 Bosch, 3 Sidlow, and we have 2 of these left. Next one. Horror movie franchise known for its use of elaborate torture devices and AFC West running back.
Oh, running back. Can we do NFC North wide receiver? what was the division?
AFC West running back.
Oh, AFC West.
Matt.
Sauston
Eckler.
Good yes, job. That's correct.
Come on, how about Samon Ross St. Brown is so much more fun.
Sorry.
No, but then you have to say sauce. You don't have to say sauce.
Sauce Gardner?
Sauce. Yeah, that would have worked too.
Okay.
So we don't play IDP on this show.
No.
Except for sometimes.
None of them have needed hints. So do. It's all threes, and it's 9-6-3. So Bosch would tie it if he gets it. Otherwise, Matt wins. Last one. Movie originally made in 1974 about a family of cannibals with a liking for a specific power tool and NFC East wide receiver.
Sorry, NFC East?
Yes.
NFC.
NFC East, yeah.
Matt. Texas Chainsaw Massacre, Curtis Samuel.
Yes.
Wow.
I like
deserved that.
I was pretty happy with that one.
Realizing I didn't know Texas Chainsaw Massacre had anything to do with cannibalism. Never seen it.
I didn't know until he said power tool.
Oh, yeah, that's why I made sure to put that in there to try and make it easier for you to get. So Matt wins that one, 12-6-3. So we have, I'm just going to go on to CoStars BS next, because a BS game is very game theoryable, and I don't want that to be the last game.
So, well, it also ends the night because Matt's going to win. So well done.
Well, then we can play Family Feud for fun.
That's even better.
Yeah. Okay.
No offense, Scott. Maybe you can compete with him.
I've never played it, so
Matt knows depth charts from top to bottom, and it's disgusting.
Okay.
Well, this isn't just about the depth charts, because it's Fantasy CoStars BS. I am going to give you a team, and you have to name as many players you think you can name that scored positive fantasy points last season for that team. So the only caveat is they had to have scored last year. So say a backup third string quarterback, you know, didn't score a point, they would not count as a correct answer.
Scoring negative points does not
count. And scoring negative points would not count. I actually, in one of these teams, did see somebody that scored a negative point. So, yeah.
Any position, or you're giving us the position?
No, I just give you the team, any position, as long as they scored positive fantasy points for the team. Okay. Again, we're not doing it like the ADP game. We're not each naming somebody. It's a BS game. If anyone doesn't know,
what's the order?
Each person bids. We will start with Scott. I'll start with Scott. And each person gives how many they think they can name from that team. We keep going around, and you keep upping it until somebody says BS, at which point the previous person has to say, you know, reach the number they said. And if you are able to do it, you get 2 points. If you're not, the person who said BS gets 1 point. So, Scott, our first team is the Minnesota Vikings.
And I'm just saying the number of players.
Yeah, number you think you can. I mean, you can start low, you can start high, up to you, but.
10.
Jesus.
10. You know what? I will tell you how many there are on each one. This one is 18 players who scored a fantasy point.
Oh boy. I thought 10 was a lot.
10 does feel like a lot. I don't think I could get 10.
Oh, there's some of these you guys would never get.
Yeah, I think as you start thinking about it.
And if it matters, and I don't know that it does, this is trade addict scoring, which does include 0.05 per kick return yard. So... there could be one or two guys on here team that only have points from kickoff returns, for all I know.
Well,
who's next?
But John is next. I'm sorry, going clockwise.
Yeah, I can't do 11, so I'm just going to call BS.
I would too.
Start the clock.
Okay, Scott, you got to name 10 of them.
Okay, so any player that scored points any on offense.
Player that obviously. Scored, that scored so a fantasy point.
Didn't they have like four quarterbacks?
Yeah, I could only remember two of them though.
Yeah, so I mean, Kirk Cousins and Josh Dobbs.
Yeah,
those are both correct.
Did that rookie score positive points? Because now I'm worried about the negative point thing.
He had a really didn't he? He threw like three or four interceptions, didn't he? Like instantly.
Yeah, I know. And I got to think of his name too. That's the other problem. Yeah. There was the 49ers guy, Mullins.
Nick Mullins. Yeah.
Oh, right. Mullins, good
point. The quarterback was.
He was a rookie.
There's other people you can say too. You don't have.
Yeah, there's other positions.
No, I'm just trying to go through positions. But all right, yeah, let's go somewhere else first. Jaren Hall.
Jaren Hall.
There you go.
Yes. By the way, Jaren Hall
played another game though, I think.
Scored 4.8 fantasy points for this year.
I think he had just the one.
He had really one game with negative points, one game with 5 points.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's knock out some receivers. Jefferson, Addison, Osborne.
Oh yeah, KJ Osborne.
Oh, there was a dude I picked up for like 2 weeks in like 30 different leagues, and I can't remember his name.
Hawk, I know what you're
talking about. Hawk, TJ Hockenson. Yep. There was a tight end I think was on like the Ravens, and he
you
was
have
the backup.
Eight, by the way, you only need two more.
Only need two more. Okay, oh, so wow, nice about job. Alexander Mattison.
Yep. There you go. You got all the sons.
And
the name just hit of the guy that I couldn't think of when I was writing down. Finally hit.
I think didn't Akers go there? I don't know if he scored points. Let me say Ty Chandler first.
That's the name I just.
Ty Chandler. Yes, because correct. You got your 10, so you get the.
Nice job, Scott.
You guys want to have. Akers is also correct.
Akers did score points. I didn't know when he got hurt. Okay.
He had a whopping.
Who was the receiver, though? Points. Who was the receiver that, like, he had a couple good games, everybody was hurt, and then.
Random Cal?
Hurt. Yes. That was the guy I was trying to think of.
Most of these other ones would have been very, very difficult to get. Maybe the most recognizable name, which is not super recognizable for a lot of people, is Kenny Nwangwu.
I was going to say Nguakwe, but I knew that wasn't right. Nguakwe is somebody else.
Josh Oliver was apparently
in Oliver was the tight end.
Johnny Munt
was also in Minnesota. The other three, I would have jumped out of my seat if you got these. CJ Ham.
Not kidding. CJ Ham is a joke. I thought there's no way he's still playing. He's still playing.
He scored positive fantasy points.
There was so Pete Overzet did an eliminator one time where he took like nothing but fullbacks. And I think he took like CJ Ham in the first round or something like that.
Yeah, 10 fantasy points last year. The other two were Jalen Naylor. Wow. And Christian Jackson, who I've never heard of.
Oh, he was a Browns draft pick many years ago. Okay.
Okay. Wow. So Scott gets
good job, Scott. That one. You might have a chance here, it looks like.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. This time we're going to start with John. And your team is.
I can name three.
Your team is the Kansas City Chiefs.
Three.
Okay. We go to Matt.
Jeez. Come on. You got to. Gotta help me out more than that, John. I gotta figure out what
no,
to do.
I don't actually.
God, I'll say seven.
Seven to
I feel
Scott.
Like Scott's gonna blow that out of the water.
I'll give it. I mean, so wait, question on like the game here. So does John get to go again after me, or does he?
Yes.
Yeah, he's going to call BS.
Going,
on you,
unless you say BS, we keep going. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
You either say BS to me or you name or you're going to.
All right. Eight.
I'll go nine. Yeah,
there you go.
Oh, hey, John, really?
I got the nine super easily.
Why didn't you just open with that?
Super. Matt, I got the nine super easily.
You know, I think I do think I could do 10, but I just want to have John play. I can't remember a time where John has played this game.
Okay.
Usually he's the BSer, so I want to have John do this. I'll call BS.
Mahomes, Kelsey, Justin Watson, Mecole Hardman, MVS, CEH, Pacheco, Rashee
Rice. Whoa, John, I can't.
Any of them wrong yet? They're
I don't know. What did you say after Mecole Hardman?
MVS.
MVS.
Yeah, you got it.
No, he's on there. Yes, obviously. Yeah. Who else?
You got it.
CEH.
That's five. Okay. At least that I've marked off. Okay, that's six.
Mahomes, Kelsey, Justin Watson. Did you get Justin Watson?
Yeah, Mahomes, Kelsey, Justin Watson, Hardman, MBS, CH are the ones I have that you
Pacheco,
got.
Pacheco, Rashee Rice.
Yes, I think that's eight.
There should be an obvious one, but I can't think of his name. So, and I'm wondering if this other guy is still on the team at all this year. If he was, I'm sure he scored. Jerick McKinnon.
Yes.
That's true.
All right. Nine. See? Good. Boom. Nine.
Good
nine.
Job, John.
Wow. There are definitely other gettable names, too.
There was another tight end. There was another tight end.
Noah Gray.
Scored. Yes.
Noah Gray was actually the fifth highest fantasy scorer on Kansas City last year.
I couldn't remember his name. Wow.
Did Tony score any points?
Yep. Tony.
It's like they got to have the backup quarterback.
Cornell Powell. Is he still on the team? Is Cornell Powell still on the team?
No.
Gabbert?
Gabbert had negative fantasy points. He was the guy I was talking about at the beginning.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
But there I couldn't remember their backup. 2023 or 2022 rookie second year player.
Oh, Sky Moore.
Yes.
No, Derp.
Yes.
Totally forgot about him.
Richie James.
Yes. I was going to say, I thought I knew the name would be recognized.
Every lead pickup, Richie James.
And then the other one.
I do have a lot of Richie James.
The other, I did forget to say him, and it was 17 guys. Keontae Ingram was apparently on the Chiefs and scored.
Oh, yeah, he was. Yeah.
Blake Bell.
Like play week 18 or something like that?
The guy who was once a year.
Blake Bell. Jody Fortson.
Steals a tight end or two from.
Yeah. Every time Blake Bell would catch a pass and get excited and then get pissed.
Justin Ross.
Oh.
Did he play?
Well, I thought John said that. Oh, he said Justin Watson.
Yeah. Justin Ross.
He played?
He did.
What? What, like, he, like, was, like, all of a sudden getting hyped up last offseason and, like, had some plays. He had how much?
7.6.
Wow.
Oh, man. Like, I got kind of excited about him coming back. And then,
but he did have points in three different games. So, yeah, it was, like, 1 point, whatever, 3 point, whatever, yeah. And then Montrell Washington, who I never heard of. And this one I thought was hilarious, scoring 0.1 points for the Chiefs this year, LaMichael Pirine.
I was not going to get him.
No, neither. I don't think anyone in the universe is going to get him.
I probably had some of him on the Jets, I'm sure.
I don't think Samaje would have gotten LaMichael in this game.
Okay. But Bosch gets the 2 points there. And
yeah, we take that price.
We move on to Matt starting this time. And your team is, well, not your team. The team we're starting with is the Washington Commanders.
Commanders.
16 players for fantasy points last year.
16.
Okay.
I just don't
what's
know.
What's our order here? Is it Matt, Scott, me?
Scott, John, and John.
Okay.
I'm gonna say 8.
Holy fuck. I don't have the right names. I'm definitely not going above whatever Scott says if Matt's starting at 8.
Well, then I'm gonna say 9.
Sure, BS.
Damn it. There, I knew I was gonna screw that up.
How many you know
have to play?
Literally, there's like 3 teams that I say I do not roster players from them. So how would I know their names? If I meet the Jets, I'm gonna be like, yeah, Aaron Rodgers and some other players.
Listen, Curtis Samuel was an MVP for our vampire team this past season.
Thank you.
Oh, sorry. There's only 15 teams. There's only 15 names now. The Washington Redskins. The Washington Commanders.
You said 9, correct?
You can't take me anywhere, you guys.
Single.
Okay. So obviously Sam
MVP
Howell.
MVP.
Brissett played at the end of the year, I think.
Yes.
Couple running backs, Gibson, B Rob.
Oh, I thought you were gonna just submit the answer of a couple backs.
Oh, Chris Rodriguez.
Ooh, yes.
Yep.
Hero. 5.
McLaurin, Dotson, Logan Thomas.
That is 8.
Are we counting the one Matt said, or do you want me to?
I didn't actually count it because you didn't say it. So if you want to just say it, you got it.
Say actually, it.
I forgot who he said. No, I didn't write it down either.
He said Sam Howe. Did you not?
He did not. Samuel. Curtis Samuel.
Bitch.
Yes,
you guys. I thought if I gave the most basic one, it would throw him off.
I think De'Ami Brown scored points.
Oh,
yeah. Did he not? So there you go. We're even.
Brown also did score points.
All right.
Any other guesses? These are not easy.
There's a tight end, Cole Turner, maybe? Or
yes.
Okay. I don't think there are any other quarterbacks. There's probably some random running back. Just trying to think. Crowder? Jameson Crowder?
Yes. I didn't know if you remember he was
I didn't remember that either until I don't know. Okay. That's it. That's all I got.
Yeah.
I don't have anything
else. I would be surprised. I mean, you'll recognize a couple of these names. John Bates.
Ah.
Tight end. Byron Pringle.
Oh, yeah. Chiefs.
And Alexander Arma, I don't know who that is. And then Derek Gore scored 1.6 fantasy points for the Commanders apparently last year.
I don't know. As a running back? Running back? Yeah.
Yeah, running back, Derek Gore.
Wow.
I don't know, but 2.3, sorry. 23 rushing yards for them. Okay. We are on to Scott then. We'll continue. And the team we are starting with, who has 17 players who scored fantasy points, is the New Orleans Saints.
Saints?
I'm going to go with lucky number 9.
You should probably mix the order up here for fairness, Rocky, just to let you know.
Did you say BS again?
I mean, usually in these scenarios, you should pit Matt and the other person. Not you should leave me out of it.
Whatever, you scored a point. You scored 2 points.
Let's see. You said 9, and we're doing the Saints?
Yes.
Let's see here. All right, I should be able to. Oh, let's see. You said 9. Oh.
Yeah, and John, you are the other person.
I know. I'm saying you should eliminate me and just have it go back between these two. like, that would be a fair way. So I can't just game theory my way into trying to remain competitive. Because right now, Scott has 3 points, 4 points.
That is 4 points, and you have 2 points, and Matt has 0 points.
All right. I'll say 15 then.
Oh, my God.
Matt, I'm giving you a point to prevent Scott from getting any points.
Yeah, that works? I know. I do see how that works.
You know Scott has 4 points, correct, John?
Yes. I don't want Scott getting 6 points, Rocky. I would rather get Matt 1 point.
You could try and get 10 and get 2 points yourself.
I could go 15 and Matt's going to call BS on me and I could surrender right. 1 point to Matt.
He's right. I am going to call BS.
Yes, I figured you would call BS on 15.
I do 15, but I'll give you the 5 I wrote down. Wait, he was there too. Maybe I can get 6. All right. Carr and Jameis. Uh-huh. Olave, yes. Michael Thomas, Kamara, Jam Willie. There was others. There was a tight end that was really good a long time ago, and he came back. Jimmy Graham.
Yes. I was wondering if you guys would remember Jimmy Graham was still there.
A.T. Perry.
Yes.
Who were the other wide receivers that took away any points from Chris Olave and made me mad?
Only 7 more to go, John.
I feel like that's it for me. Sorry, guys. Looks like I'm down. Looks like Matt's getting the BS point on this one.
You're out?
Yes, I'm way
out. There were definitely some you could have gotten here.
I got A.T. Perry. I mean,
it's good thing we don't have tanking rules on this podcast.
I know. Anybody want to guess some of the ones John didn't get?
Taysom.
Yes.
Juwan Johnson.
Yes.
Austin Moreau.
Yep.
Yes.
Kamara.
Rasheed.
Williams.
He said Shaheed.
Kendre Miller.
Yeah, I had Jim Willie in there. I didn't miss him. But notice, had I called BS on Scott, he would have gotten 2 points. So I made the right move.
That's right. It is a game.
Yeah,
the players don't matter.
Saying, yeah, you could try and get 10, but I guess you wouldn't have gotten to 10.
Why? Yeah. Even if I said 10.
Get 2 points.
If I said 10, Matt might have gone to 11, and then it might get back to Scott and put him back in play. I can fully just take him out of play by saying 15.
True.
True.
And I don't know that either. I don't think you guys combined would have gotten to 15. You're at 13, and these other 4, I don't think you were getting.
Who are they, Rocky? Let's move it along.
Lynn Bowden.
Oh, of course, yeah. UK superstar.
Keith Kirkwood, Adam Prentice, and scoring 1 point for the Saints this year, James Robinson.
Oh, wow. Bob Gilchrist might have gotten that.
Okay. So
James Robinson played for the Saints at some point, huh? Yeah. Is it the same James Robinson? Like,
yes,
the running back?
I'm pretty sure.
Wow. Yeah. Impressive.
Okay. So, John, we are starting with you this time.
See, and I'm still alive to win the game.
Yes, you are. And you're the team that we are starting with 19 players scoring fantasy points this season, is the New York Giants.
Is this our final team, or do we have more?
This is the final one.
One player, Bob.
to Matt.
I'm sorry. What was the team?
The Giants. Memory.
The Giants. And you said one player?
Well, I said one player, Bob.
Got it. Seems like everybody can get like 8 or 9, so I'm going to say 8.
OBJ?
Wow,
You should have gone higher, Matt.
I know. I thought you'd go higher to play, right?
You just gave him the game.
I mean, maybe, though.
I mean, this is the harder team than I think you think it is.
Yeah.
I should have said 9, but I didn't.
You should have gone higher than 8. Your worst outcome is him getting 1. Although it's either way, I guess it doesn't matter.
It's true.
All right, I'll go 9.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of like have to say 10 to stay alive. If I call BS, I lose the game no matter what, and Scott wins no matter what. I have 4 names written down. So let's just call this a game. I call BS and go for it, Scott.
I think I might have bid 11 if you had gone 10.
I mean, it doesn't matter. The game's over, and I'm glad. Let's move on. Go for it, Scott. Bust out those names.
All right. Tyrod, Daniel Jones, DeVito.
Oh, DeVito, yeah.
Saquon, Eric Gray. Brightwell, running back, Brightwell.
Yep.
Yeah, I just think it's funny the names you're saying.
I'm going by position. I'm just what I wrote down.
He's going down the depth chart on like a roster.
I got you. You got 6, so you need 3 more.
No. I'm not saying you're reading off of it.
Yeah,
that's how I write them out too.
Exactly. You know,
right? Yeah, by position. Yeah. That's
but
how
here's
you do
the
it.
Problem: wide receivers. They're so random. So I have no idea. So
and
I'm going to say
terrible.
I'm going to say Waller and Bellinger. Okay.
That's 7 and 8. They only need
I know those
more.
Two guys. I think Wandale Robinson played somewhere, sometime.
Yes.
He was on and off the field.
So you win, Scott.
Hodgins, Sterling Shepard still there?
Yep, yep.
There's another one. Slayton.
My guy Slayton, okay.
What's the Bryce Ford Wheaton?
Oh, wow. Forgot
about
him.
Did he play for the Giants?
I think so.
Yeah, I think he does.
Doesn't seem like he scored a point, though, Matt.
He's
so.
Not on the list. He's not on the MLB.
Maybe he was hurt all year. I don't know.
Yeah. Paris Campbell?
Paris Campbell.
Oh,
I was going to say Paris Campbell.
Good one.
Did we say Sterling Shepard? Jalen? You said
Scott did. Yeah. Rookie.
Rookie. Oh, Hyatt.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I thought we said that. Yeah.
Let's get to the next game. The others are Matt Breda. And then a bunch of guys you wouldn't get. Gunnar Olszewski, Lawrence Cager, Jashawn Corbin, and Deion Jackson.
Ah.
Former Colt.
Interesting.
Was the other one. So
25 carries for 26 yards, former Colt?
Something like that, yeah. Okay, so
then
Scott
he had like
wins
15
that game.
Receptions in one game. He had like 15 receptions or something.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, with the Colts, yeah. Okay, so Scott has one game, Matt has one game, and we're on to Family Feud. Okay, so I have 4 questions here. Family Feud basically works just like regular Family Feud, except with 3 people. So when I give the question, someone has to buzz in to give the first answer, and then someone has to buzz in for the second one, and then we, you know, go around that way and pass or play and all that stuff. Hopefully you guys understand, dude. Scott, I'm pleased you listened to the show before. You know how it works.
Yep.
So the first question we have is, and obviously your name is your buzzer. I gotta find it. Okay, there we go. Okay, the question that was asked, and I had 93 people respond, but for some reason, especially this question, people gave multiple answers. So this is the one question where there are more points than there were people responding. Okay, so the question is, and the one answer that will not count, so there's only 7 answers on the board, but I'll give the 50 points to whoever gets it, is, in your opinion, which player's value rose the most from the beginning of last season to the end of last season? Puka is not a viable answer, John.
Matt.
Any position. Matt.
Tank Dell.
Tank Dell is the number 8 answer. Scott, you can go higher if you can get
that. Jordan Love.
Jordan Love is the number 7 answer.
Oh.
So do you want to pass or play?
Oh, pass.
Yeah, what?
Passing is always the right move in this game.
Yeah. So Matt, you get, and again, Puka, what's the number 1 answer with 50?
I could 5
said Jordan Love, 3 said Tank Dell.
Okay. Rose the most in value in the 2023 season?
Yes, in their opinion, yes. But it, the way I phrase the question, in your opinion, which players' value rose the most from the beginning of last season to the end? And then I put in parentheses any position.
Jordan Addison.
That is a strike.
Cool. CJ Stroud.
Number good. 3 answer with 14, CJ Stroud.
Sam LaPorta.
That's the other name.
Number 5 answer with 7.
Trey McBride.
Nah, good one.
Also, number 6 answer with 5.
Rashad White.
That is a good guess, but a strike.
How many are left?
Number 2 and number 4. And John knows who number 2 is.
Kyren Williams.
That is correct.
Good answer. Oh, it was 16. I thought it was 17. That's my bad.
Which leaves the number
4. Oh, it's up here on the board. Sorry, I didn't realize it was up here on the board. Devon Achane.
That is your third strike, Matt. Scott, you can steal with the...
I have to get that answer?
The number 4 answer to steal, yes.
Oh. You get all the points if you do.
I think playing is always the rack. You get,
oh, wow. Yeah, I guess I haven't played in a while.
You only get one chance.
I mean, if there's 5 answers on the board, it's...
Yeah.
Rashi Rice?
Is it Nico?
It's Nico Collins.
Oh, man.
So, Matt gets the 100 points there. Okay, next question is, and I don't know if John should play or not.
No.
Okay. This is...
Actually, I don't remember this list to be at all.
John, play. Just play.
Yeah, I'm
just
good. Play. I don't... I don't think I remember any of the names on this. If I get all 10... You guys can say I must.
Okay.
It'll probably be pretty obvious.
Next question is with the top 10 answers on the board this time, 70
John,
points.
Just kidding.
70 points up for grabs. In your opinion, which player's value fell the most from the beginning of the season to the end? Any position?
John.
I need someone to chime in second.
Okay.
Scott.
Okay, John.
Deshaun Watson. See, I did not see the list. Ooh, number 9.
Number 3 9. Answer with 9 people saying it. So, Scott.
Tired. That would be a big drop.
If you can get 2 or 1. You
Dalvin
will...
Cook.
One person said Dalvin Cook, but that is not in the top 10 answers. Matt.
Mac Jones.
I believe he was said twice, if I remember correctly, not in the top 10 answers either. So, John, do you want to pass or play?
So what are the rules with passing and playing and stealing with 3 people here?
If you pass, it'll go to the second person, so that would be Scott.
Oh.
Okay.
And then
it come back to me at
it point? Would come back to you at the end, yes.
To steal?
Yes.
Yeah, well, I'll let them try and do the work for me. I like that idea. I'll pass.
Okay, so Scott, that means you have to play. So,
oh, he has to play. He doesn't get to pass it on the. Wow, that's brutal.
I don't know. Do we usually do that? I don't think.
I have no idea. That's why I asked what the rules were.
Yeah, I don't think we usually allow the second person to pass. I think we just start playing. So let's just go.
I'll just say 3 wrong names real quick so we can get to Matt.
Yeah.
And
then Matt only gets 1 strike also?
With the three, it's because it was only two last time, I only gave Scott one strike, but we are going 3-2-1. So Matt would get two, you would get one.
Oh, Matt gets two strikes. Okay. Gotcha. I like this.
Oh, boy. Jeez, who lost a starting job? I don't know. I can't believe Watson was up there. Daniel Jones?
Daniel Jones was mentioned twice, but not in the top 10 answers.
That's Christian McCaffrey guy, man. He's terrible now.
Zeke?
Strike number two.
When is the time period of this? Like Trey Lance? I mean,
oh.
From the start of last season to the end of last season. So that's the way
like September to January.
Yeah.
Man, I don't know.
I got a good one.
Anthony Richardson.
I got a couple.
That is strike three. So we go to Matt. Who gets two strikes?
I only got a name. Oh, I got to name the rest.
You got to name as many as you can to try and, yeah.
Oh, I've got to. Oh, I thought I could just name one and steal. I was feeling way better about that. Treylon Burks.
Named once, but is not in the top 10.
Seriously, people? Quentin Johnston.
He was named three times, but four was the cutoff. So. Give up.
Austin Eckler.
Oh, yeah.
Ding, ding, ding.
Hopefully that wasn't because John saw the answer.
It wasn't. Okay, I also have Cooper Kupp. I think he's fallen a decent amount of value. I also have Tua, because people, for some reason, hate him.
Tua was not on there. Not even
good.
Once.
Good job, people. Yeah.
Jameson Williams.
Jameson Williams was named, but not in the top 10.
Fields.
I'm really good at that.
Yeah.
Fields was not named.
Derrick Henry?
Named once, not in the top 10.
Also wrote down Geno and Aaron Rodgers.
Neither was on there.
I wasn't confident.
George Pickens.
Also not on there.
Why don't you just give us the answers?
You guys need to think older.
Just give us
Tony Pollard.
Oh, Mara, good job.
Russell Wilson, which I thought was bizarre because he had a better year than the year before.
Yeah.
Stephon Diggs. Oh, Travis Kelce.
Don't Miles try to Sanders, don't tell that to Bob. He still wants two firsts for Stephon Diggs.
Nick Chubb and Christian Watson. Okay, even though John won, he only got 25 points for that.
Maybe.
I bet if one of them was a 107, I bet you he'd take it or higher. Or he should. So,
this was, I think, in the playoffs last year when I was trying to add things.
Gotcha.
So Matt is still in the lead because there were so many points available in the last one and he got most of the answers. So,
all right, I'll take it.
So it's 100 points for Matt, 25 for John. And I will set up the next board. Somebody talk while I'm doing that.
Just leave that air. It's easier to edit.
We don't actually like each other.
I'm just saying.
Okay. Okay, we're good. So John did this last time where this is more of an open-ended question. These aren't players. So there's some subjectivity here, and I had to roll certain answers into each other, things like that. So,
yes.
And you're going to be the judge?
I am the judge. I am the host, so I am the judge.
I realized asking fun questions made it harder to get uniform answers.
Yes. Top eight answers on the board, 84 points up for grabs. The question I asked is, what is your favorite thing about playing Dynasty?
John.
Scott.
Okay, John.
Trading.
27 people said trading, the number one answer on the board.
Ding, ding. I'll pass.
Scott.
I think this is about knowing your sample size here. Not sample size, your sample group.
Well, actually,
for the rules last time, you have to play.
Trade deadlines is not going to make the top eight answers.
Winning.
Winning is the number three answer with 12.
camaraderie?
That one I will give you. It is league mates. Social aspect was the way I put it on here. That I think fits into what you said. I
think that works.
Okay.
Which was the number six answer.
And it's why. And so the question you asked them was why you play Dynasty.
No, the what is your favorite thing about playing Dynasty? That is the exact question.
Favorite thing.
It's a Google form. That's what I put on there.
It's such a weird, but Matt, you said it. Cause I thought about Rocky. You told me don't go in any of the group me's because you posted something in there. And so I'm guessing it was for this question. So now I'm trying to think who's in those groups and what would they say? following players or, I don't know how to say that, like fandom, not for a team, but for players, I guess. I don't know how to say that, how to phrase that.
I'm going to say that's a strike.
All right.
There was one that said, make watching games more enjoyable. That was not.
Yeah.
The top eight answers.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Best thing about it. I don't know. Drafting.
Number eight answer. 4.4 people.
Not setting lineups, I'll tell you that. Blow my brains out by November.
No, it's waivers. It's waivers.
Some sicko said that, you know, like one answer.
Yeah, right, right. Didn't make the
blow. Some sicko built the whole league around it.
I did, but it lasts for it's periods of time and then it's over.
It's
3 months.
I don't even know.
Dear God, I certainly don't want to be known as the waivers guy. This is very different, folks. Here,
that's fun part. What else is there?
I don't know. Leave plenty up there so Matt gets two X's though.
Yeah. I honestly can't. I can't think of anything else. I don't know. My brain is just blank.
Okay, well, I'm just gonna strike you out then.
Yeah, that's fine.
Timer expired.
Yeah,
Matt, any guesses?
Auctioning.
Oh, I love that answer, Matt. But
oh, I just assumed that was part of drafting.
I just like to be hopeful that people like auctions, but you know,
one person said salary cap / contract auctions. It was their exact answer.
I don't know who they are
on the top eight answers.
So someone in three, probably.
How about just like rookies, the off season?
I wrote down rookies. I wrote that down, like rookie research, rookie.
I don't know.
About rookies.
That was not on there.
Wow.
What?
Really?
How about year round activity?
That don't care about rookies.
How about year round activity?
The other answers were. A bunch of people said some form of just strategy.
Okay.
What about GM experience or something like that?
I was going to say GM, running your own team. Damn it.
Roster building / being your own GM is what I pulled that into. Oh, and then I consider this different from year round. The other answer you guys didn't get was the fact that the leagues go multiple year. Like you can play year after year after year.
Okay.
Got it.
So
I feel like that's like just defining Dynasty.
Yeah. Yeah.
Actually, let me just, I have to get the points right. I shouldn't have done that. Okay, so John got 63 points.
Getting close.
So he stole that one, so that is 88 total. There we go.
That may have been almost the exact same question I asked a while back. So I might have had an advantage there because I once made a game that had that question, I think.
The next one is, let me just get the board set up. I'm almost there.
Please be a trade deadline question.
And if you remember the first two questions, you might be able to figure out what this question is because it's top eight answers, 68 points. What is your least favorite thing about playing Dynasty?
Matt.
John.
Okay, Matt.
Waivers.
Waivers is on there. But the number six answer said with four. So John,
whatever.
How do I phrase this nicely? Pissy pants managers that ditch leagues.
Deadbeat orphans, or
yeah, deadbeat
managers.
Deadbeat is a good way to put it.
I will give you. People said, a bunch of people said, some form of managers with bad attitude.
Yeah, yeah, it works.
So. That would be six. That
I'm
would
trying
be
to think of how I could encompass six. Like.
And that's higher I hate than the people waivers. I
play with.
Right.
Scott, any guess to try and top both of those?
Well, lineups.
On the board, but below both of them.
Hot, so. That's easily the worst part.
Oh. Oh man.
So that means John, you got the highest answer of the three that were guessed. So, do you want to pass or play?
I'm going to stick with passing. How many categories do we have?
I should have told you. This is the last one.
All right, I'm definitely passing then. Go for the win with the same strategy the last two categories.
So, Scott, you're playing again.
Uh-uh. Matt said...
Oh, that's right. Matt was second this time. I'm sorry. You're damn. Right.
I did made sure to shut up.
One by one person. That was a way better idea, Scott.
You get three strikes, though.
I learned.
You do get three strikes.
Trade deadlines.
That is... Was answered by one person, but it's not on the top 80.
They immediately got kicked out of the Trade Addicts League for not knowing the rules.
Oh, I have to tell you, too, my favorite answer, which is not on there, on the top eight, one person simply said Arthur Smith.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, that person won the night.
Yeah.
Whoever it was, congratulations, you're the answer. Winner of tonight. If we tie that responder wins.
Unresponsive trade partners.
Yeah.
I will give you that for this.
Okay.
The top answer was some form of inactivity.
Yeah,
a lot of different things I rolled into that. So inactive managers, inactivity. 30 people said some form of that.
League ghosting. I think that's what I phrased it as last time.
So
Matt, you still got two more.
Is this different? Maybe I'm doing commish hates and not people things that people hate about Dynasty, but managers that don't pay on time or have to be nagged. Is that same thing?
Yep. Yeah, okay, you better hope you got enough commissions answer in this survey to get that on there.
Right.
Yeah, that was not on the list.
Can I say I have one. This is mostly a joke answer, but I also maybe it might be on there. How about MFL?
Come on.
I love it. I mean, I only play on
one person said MFL rollover, but it was not an answer that was
that might enough. Have been the commissioner that has to do the rollovers.
So that means we go to Scott. Strikes?
Perfect.
Okay.
That was three strikes. Yeah.
In that spirit, I'm going to say sleeper.
Yeah. No, I think we like them all.
That might be more correct since the groups that we play in, I guess.
Right. losing.
Losing, number four answer.
I was going to say that just because winning was on the other one.
Yep.
That was smart.
Yeah, I can't remember the other ones. Otherwise, I would say the opposite. I don't know how to say this, so it's going to be wrong. Like not being able to control the outcome. Like
luck factor.
Yeah. Call it luck, I guess.
That was not
like wrong side of the bracket or
on the
matchup. You know, playing the highest score and you're the second highest scorer. Like, yeah, luck, I guess.
But nope, not on there.
Hmm.
So, John, if you can get any of these remaining three answers, you will take it and would win. Otherwise, Matt will win because Scott doesn't have enough points to overtake either of you.
So, what is your least favorite aspect of Dynasty? We have waivers, we have setting lineups. Those are easily the actual worst. Your league mates is up there twice, essentially.
There's a difference between inactive and attitude. So, but yes.
Oh yeah,
sometimes they're the same, but not always.
Yeah.
Oh god, I don't want to bring that up. But when did you ask this question? May I ask that?
These were answered over the last 2-3 days. So, like, I think I put it out Monday to a bunch of different chats and
okay, kind of picked
it up
that,
a couple then. Different times over the next couple days.
Matt said not people not paying on time. I don't think this is right, but I'm gonna put it up there. How do I phrase
it? Just say it.
Like rookie busts keeping my roster bad or something like that. I don't know how to say it.
Busted draft picks.
Poor drafting or poor, yeah.
And that is
prospect disappointment.
A strike. That is not one of the three remaining answers.
Group me or like messaging other group having chat. Multiple apps, group chat, stuff like that.
That was also not on there. This one I'm surprised you did not say.
I got stuck on
unresponsive.
Yeah.
To me, that's different than unresponsive. Bad trade offers totally for those listening because I didn't say it.
No, it totally is different.
This one, some form of taking up too much time or it makes me be in too many leagues was another answer.
That seems like a person or choice. Nobody.
Multiple people said some form of that.
I know. People are. Yeah, this is. And remember, the last remember what I said about this game.
Injuries.
Yes, of course.
But I believe that was 49 points before I unchecked everything.
Doesn't matter.
Actually,
Matt wins.
Goes to
shocker.
God, because he was the last.
I mean, I won one out of how many rounds? That was it.
Like, all
my I know down. You just happened to win all the one that had the most points
round.
In it.
All
yeah.
my points were in the first round. Not like I played amazingly or anything.
But you did win two games, so you do win the night again. So congrats to Matt. That does finish us up for the night. Anybody
crowd
gonna
goes mild.
Anybody have anything they want to say before we sign off for the night here?
Go follow @Scott_Sidlow. Thank you for guesting and joining us, Scott.
Yes, yeah, definitely. Thank you, Scott.
Thanks,
I appreciate
guys.
It. You
rocked some of those games.
Won a game, played pretty well. Anything you want to say, Scott, before we sign off?
Doesn't matter if you trade Justin Fields or draft Caleb Williams. Just sell the team.
I'm pretty sure they don't listen to this.
That's perfect.
And on that note, we'll say goodbye until next time. See you, everybody.
When all your podcasts seem to be the same info on repeat, and the Josh Gordon talk, well, it melts into one giant bleed. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah, you'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night, we'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night, Bosh has never won. Dynasty Game Night, guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night, can this really be free? Dynasty Game Night. Game Night. The other Dynasty guys, will they come on to play fake news? And John's name game, well, it's impossible without 6 clues. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night, we'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night, Bosh has never won. Dynasty Game Night, guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night, with the dummies. Dynasty Game Night, Game Night. Game Night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night. We'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night. Bosh has never won. Dynasty Game Night. Guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night. Can all this really be free? Dynasty Game Night. Game Night.